This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
My discussion yesterday about the attributes of sound money ended with a sobering realization that the U.S. money supply has dramatically increased in the last year or so. One obvious result has been inflation. There is also every reason to believe that the federal government and the Federal Reserve will print even more money to meet our financial obligations. Most of our economic problems in the last few decades have been currency-based. When you print too much money, you have inflation. Investors will be paid back in devalued dollars. Citizens receiving entitlement payments will be paid in devalued dollars. This is the result of fiat money. In previous centuries, kings and citizens engaged in coin clipping. This was a form of inflation, but at least it was visible. Today, paying back investors and citizens with devalued dollars is less visible and more insidious. In what many regard as one of the most important economic books of the 20th century, British economist John Maynard Keynes noted how inflation affects nations and citizens. He says by a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved, an important part of the wealth of their citizens. He also added, there is no subtler nor sure means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. What's the impact of inflation? Well, the impact is felt on higher prices. In fact, the classical definition of inflation is a rise in the general level of prices of goods and services in an economy over a period of time. Inflation is in our future. A wise investor should take note. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.